Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How effectively do you clarify the roles and responsibilities in your organization? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to help you communicate more clearly to your team members. Would that be helpful? If you're like most business owners I've met, one of the biggest challenges you're facing is making sure everyone on your team knows with certainty what they're responsible for and what you expect from them in their position. Oftentimes, your expectations may be different than those of a competitor or a business owner in another industry. So when someone joins your team, they often come with many preconceived ideas of what they're responsible for in their new role, even when they perform the same role with a previous employer. Has this ever happened to you? You hire someone who has experience in sales or marketing, and you're excited to have them on your team. But not long after they arrive, you start to notice that they don't do things the way you would do them, or they don't see certain activities or functions as their responsibility because someone else handled that at their previous company. I see this happening all the time. It's not uncommon for a business owner to want to hire someone with experience, but they find that the experience doesn't line up well with the way we do it here. Sound familiar? That's why my question for you today is, how effectively do you clarify the roles and responsibilities in your organization? You may have this nailed down solidly, and if so, good for you. But I'm guessing that even if you think you've got a handle on this, it could be better. Well, today I want to share a method that you may find useful, or you may find the concepts worthy of modifying to fit into your new hire orientation program and into your communications when someone gets a well-deserved promotion in your company. The method I want to share with you is the RACI method. You may have heard of it. You may even be using it already. If so, just consider this a quick refresher. If you're not familiar with it, let me share some details and let's see if this would be helpful. The RACI method is a project management tool that's used to help you clarify the roles and responsibilities within your team. RACI stands for Responsible, Accountable, Consulted, and Informed. These are the four key roles that are often assigned to individuals or groups that are involved in a specific project or a process. Let me break down each of the roles within the framework. R, which stands for responsible, refers to the person or group of people who are directly responsible for a specific activity or task. They're the ones who have been assigned to execute the work. They're the doers, responsible to get the job done. A, which stands for accountable, refers to the person who ultimately owns the outcome of the task or activity. They're accountable to see that the task is completed properly and in alignment with your performance standards. Oftentimes, this is a supervisor or manager, but it could be an individual contributor as well. C, which stands for consulted, refers to the person or persons who's expected to give their input and share their expertise before a decision is made or an action is taken. They're not directly responsible for the task or assignment, but they have the knowledge, skill, or experience that'll help make sure the right decisions are made and the right actions are taken. And I, which stands for informed, refers to the person or persons who need to be kept informed of the progress, the status, and the outcome of the activity or task. They need to know what's happening, but they don't have a role in getting the work done. Using the RACI method, you can assign these four roles to each task or activity that must be accomplished across your business. Let me share a couple of examples to make this more clear. Let's assume you're launching a new marketing campaign as you try to grow your business and expand your reach to those who represent your ideal customer. The specific tasks that will probably be required to execute this new marketing campaign would include things like establishing your campaign objectives, deciding which marketing strategies to use, determining the budget you're going to spend on the campaign, creating the marketing materials, which will probably include designing graphics, writing copy, and establishing a call to action, executing and monitoring the effectiveness of the campaign, and determining the effectiveness and return on investment, or ROI, of the campaign. You may have someone on your team who handles marketing for your business, but it may be yourself or your admin assistant. But there are others who should play a role in this campaign, like your salesperson, your finance person, and perhaps even an outside marketing consultant. Taking each of these tasks and defining who is responsible, who is accountable, who is consulted, and who is informed will make it clear from the start which role each person plays in the campaign. Or here's one that happens often. Your salesperson secures a new customer, and they have an annual renewal of service package they purchased from your company. Over the next months, this new customer may have inquiries, need technical support, may require changes to their original package, and when their anniversary date arrives, will need to go through a renewal process. Who handles each of these activities? Who's responsible to do the work? Who's accountable to make sure the work is done within your standards? Who should be consulted if changes are requested? And who should be informed along the way? In most businesses, more than one person will be involved with and in communication with your customers. When that's the case, it's critically important to define the roles that each individual plays in the process. Doing this well will help prevent confusion, ensure accountability, streamline communications, and facilitate collaboration among your team members. Just imagine what your business would be like if everyone knew without a doubt exactly what they were responsible to do, what they were accountable for, what they should be consulted about, and what they should be informed of. And imagine if you had built a matrix that listed every important process in your business and showed for each process who was responsible to do the work, who was accountable for the result, who was to be consulted before making a decision or taking action, and who would be informed of the progress or results. If you had such a matrix, your business would operate flawlessly, and your customers would be amazed at the excellence and efficiency of your entire team. It would be a dream come true. So perhaps you should consider using the RACI method to begin the process of defining this for every critical process in your business. If you'd like some help thinking this through or getting your RACI matrix started, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to hop on a call with you to discuss how this would work best for your business. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the 12 by 12 by 12 of networking. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.